The Master Plumber Admin Trap. You're a skilled plumber. Your value is in the field, solving complex problems and getting the job done right. But let's be honest, the admin work keeps creeping in anyway. Think about Joe. Joe has been a master plumber for 23 years. He can diagnose a failing pressure regulator just by the sound it makes. He can retrofit a commercial kitchen in half the time of his competitors, and he trains apprentices who actually stick around. His hands are his best asset, steady, fast, and worth every dollar of his master rate. So why does Joe spend 14 hours every week doing office work and staring at a computer screen? If you run a plumbing business, an HVAC company, or any skilled trade operation, you know exactly what Joe is dealing with. The work you actually trained for, the stuff that actually brings in the money, is constantly getting squeezed out by office tasks. Scheduling calls, chasing invoices, hunting down permits, and answering the same customer questions for the 100th time. You didn't get your master license to do admin, but somewhere along the way, that's exactly what happened. Here is the dirty secret about running a successful trade business. The better you get at the work, the more office work lands on your plate. You start out turning wrenches, you get good. You get your license and hire a couple of guys. Then suddenly, you're the one coordinating schedules and tracking down that one permit that's holding up a commercial job. The numbers don't lie. The average tradesperson spends 14 hours per week on administrative tasks. That is 728 hours a year of non-billable office work. Information hunting alone, tracking down job details or finding old quotes, eats up 3 to 4 hours every single week. Meanwhile, your billable rate is sitting idle. And the real kicker, every time you switch from technical work to office work, it takes approximately 23 minutes to regain your full productivity. You aren't just losing time on paperwork, you're losing momentum on everything else. Most trade business owners do their office work in the evening. After the last job wraps and the truck is unloaded, that's when you finally sit down to knock out the invoices. It feels like the only time you can focus. But the data shows that evening office work is 35% more likely to contain errors. You're tired, your brain is fried, and that's when you miss the billable extras on an invoice or fat finger, a decimal on a quote. The average small plumbing business loses 8 to 12% of potential profit from, quote, inaccuracies alone. For a business doing $500,000 in revenue, that is $60,000 walking out the door every year. There are four big-time sinks that account for nearly 80% of your paperwork. Estimate creation, job scheduling, invoicing, and client communication. These tasks are urgent, but they don't require a master plumber's expertise. Yet, without systems in place, you end up doing them all yourself. Let's talk about what actually changes when you bring autonomous business process optimization into your shop. Think about the old way versus the new way. In the old way, a customer calls for a quote. You take notes, promise an estimate by the end of the day, and then spend 90 minutes that evening pulling together pricing and labor hours. In the new way, an AI agent captures those details during the initial call, cross-references your material costs, and generates a detailed estimate within minutes. You just review and approve. In the old way, when two jobs run long, you spend an hour on the phone apologizing and rescheduling. In the new way, an autonomous scheduling agent monitors your progress in real time, detects the delay, and automatically notifies your customers with revised ETAs and reschedule options. Your customers get proactive communication instead of radio silence. This isn't just basic automation. We're talking about agentic AI. Most software is just a checklist of if this, then that rules. Agentic AI is different. It's like a competent assistant who understands the goal and figures out how to get there, even when conditions change. For a plumbing business, that means lead qualification that adapts, dynamic scheduling that reacts to real-world delays, and compliance tracking that flags renewals before they become emergencies. You stay in control. You set the parameters and approve the big decisions, but you aren't manually executing every single step anymore. If you're skeptical, that's fair. You've probably been burned by software that promised to simplify your life, but ended up creating more work. The difference here is that the system is designed to work independently within the boundaries you define. You don't need to overhaul everything overnight. You start with one process, maybe lead follow-up or invoice generation, and let the agent prove itself. Once you see 14 hours a week get compressed down to 2, you'll wonder why you waited. The bottom line is simple. You became a master plumber to solve problems and build a business that provides for your family. You didn't sign up to get stuck behind a screen. The gap is widening between trade businesses that operate autonomously and those still drowning in paperwork. The ones thriving in 2026 are the ones that freed their best people to focus on high-value work. Your hands are your business's most valuable asset. It's time to get them back onto the tools. If you're ready to explore what this looks like for your operation, Baffman is here to help. We build for the people who actually turn the wrenches, because we know that's where the real value is.